In October of 2016, WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, over 20,000 pages of private emails from White House Chief of Staff John Podesta. This is the best example of an October surprise in our lifetimes. The Podesta emails opened the minds of millions to the fact that torturing children is a sort of sacrament to the vile creatures in control of our government. This 2016 October surprise became known as Pizzagate, and it was a deciding factor in many people voting against Hillary Clinton. Just as the Sean Combs child rape stories are dominating the public discourse, Hillary Clinton predicts an October surprise that will smear Kamala Harris, comparing it to Pizzagate.
What is something you see happening in the near future that we should be taking more seriously?
I anticipate that, you know, something will happen in October, as it always does. I anticipate there will be a full court press in October. The digital airwaves will be filled. And why does that matter? Because the press that is pro-Trump anyway, oftentimes stories are put on digitally that then are picked up by, let's say, at Fox and others. And then those stories are stories, so the mainstream press reports on them. And so that story then takes on a life of its own. There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, look, I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. It was a huge story. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage. And people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.
It sounds like she is referring to the Sean Combs case, where hundreds of victims have already come forward, including dozens who were children at the time, and revealed that drugging and raping people in front of a crowd of famous people was a ritual event of the P. Diddy party.
Typically, the victim is lured into a situation where he or she is given a drink. Typically, that drink, reported by these victims, is apparently laced with something. Once that drink takes effect, the perpetrators perform all kinds of sexual acts on the victims, many times passing him or her around as other people watch and enjoy the show, and then leave the victim ashamed, confused, injured, and wondering what happened. The day will come when we will name names other than Sean Combs, and there's a lot of names. Anyone, of course, who engaged in the assault or exploitation, anyone who participated in such in any way, anyone who encouraged or facilitated this conduct, anyone who was in the room and watched it happen but made no effort to stop it, any venue or venue owner who was aware of what was going on but failed to stop it, any individual or entity who knew about the conduct and benefited from it but did nothing to report it or stop it, and any individual or entity who covered it up or helped cover it up. I would expect there are many people out there right now who are desperately searching their memories as they delete their texts and data.
Without knowing the target, remote viewers, the Future Forecasting Group, was assigned near future global events in the fourth quarter of 2024. Several of them saw what appeared to be a major event before the election.
I had a feeling that someone was planning a coup of some kind.
Replacing one person with another, a swap or a change, it creates shock and awe, an unexpected change, like a last-minute sleight of hand before the show ends, like a new teammate or a new candidate.
A strong, powerful male was involved, a planned removal event.
I don't think this is Trump. This person looked younger. I wrote, you know, he reminds me of like Gavin Newsom, like that kind of look.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two of this Friday, October 4th, 2024 transmission. I'm coming to you live. It's 12 noon and 6 minutes. All right. I told you back on July 15th, 2 days after they tried to kill Trump, that I believe they would start saying Iranians were behind that and would be behind new attacks. 2 days after that, on the 17th, it was all over the news that Iranians tried it. It was Iranians with no evidence, and that Iranians were going to try to kill Trump again. Then it turned out at that very time, the month before that, there was an ongoing operation with the FBI recruiting Iranians that they thought were working for Iran and offering them a bunch of money with a bounty that the attempted shooter in Florida has now been connected to. And that those people were being handled by the FBI, just like the FBI created a militia to try to kidnap Whitmer. That trended top of X last night, was all over the news. So we've got that huge story with Trump and Elon Musk now going with him. Back to Butler tomorrow, and we're going to have live coverage of that event for you here at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and we're all shown on X and radio stations across the country. We have more on the deliberate stand down in the southern states and battleground states ravaged, and they're admitting that it's mainly areas that are rural that are mainly Trump supporters, so that could win the election for Kamala with 31 days left to try to get the voting back up and going. And even the New York Times says it may not happen. It's definitely disrupted. Then we have all of the other financial and geopolitical news and huge news breaking from James O'Keefe. MSNBC producer admits MSNBC is doing all they can do to help Kamala Harris. Basically works for the campaign. That's totally illegal. Violates campaign finance law. We've got that. And so much more I'm going to be covering. I'll also open the phones up. But now let me talk about a story that if this was happening to Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump or Elon Musk or Joe Rogan or Russell Brand or Jimmy Dore or Roger Stone or Benny Johnson or Jack Posobiec or Charlie Kirk or anybody else that's effective at telling the truth and fighting for America and the future of our planet and our children, I would be on this like white on rice. This is unprecedented, insane, and they intend to set a precedent with it. So without doing a two-hour-long background on this, most of you already know the story, and it's been confirmed, they're not even hiding it, let me just give you a brief history and then get into the current development that is the biggest yet. Almost 12 years ago, the internet didn't believe Sandy Hook happened. There were hundreds of millions of views per video, other people. We covered it some. We had debates about it. We looked at it. We barely covered it compared to the other topics and issues that we cover. I've had to fix this 5 times today. There's something wrong with this clip. During the next break, I'm going to get another clip. It keeps falling off. There you go. So, my ear clip, your radio listener just fell off again. Then when Trump One, PR firms, the Democratic Party, said we want to connect Trump to Jones. They admitted this later. They want to demonize Jones, me. So they dredge up stuff, exaggerate it times 100. Our PR firms to say I'm doing all these horrible things I never did for a couple of years. Then sue me in jurisdictions they control, default me, have the judges find me guilty, then have show trials where I'm already guilty, or they lie about me to get $1.5 billion plus judgment. Then we go through years of them digging through my finances, everything else, trying to find something criminal. They didn't. Then they tried to have the U.S. trustee appointed by the Justice Department to the case, which they can do when they want, order this place closed outside of court order. The judge found out, fired her, and fired the CRO. Huge scandal. Remember all that in the news? Imminently, Jones had to be shut down imminently, and then it didn't happen because the federal judge blocked it. But because I was already in bankruptcy, the federal judge said, though, you own InfoWars. It's your company, your LLC. It will be liquidated, even though they don't want money. And whoever buys it, that money will go to the, quote, families that were just being used by the Democratic Party on record and the FBI who ran the whole thing. They had testified on the stand that they started it and got the lawsuits going. The head counsel of the FBI. I never said his name, didn't know who he was until he sued me, neither did my crew. He said he got one phone call from a journalist seeing if he was a real FBI agent. For that, he got $133 million. First, it was 90-something, and they added more on. Doesn't matter, the law in Connecticut says you have to say somebody's name for defamation. They don't care. That guy got up and said, no, I went and got the lawsuits going. I did all this. Then you got the undercover video of the CIA guy admitting being part of it. So the public really has woken up to this, and it's backfired on them. And you've seen on the courthouse steps and on TV, the Democrats saying, we don't want any money from Jones. We want to shut him down. Then I offered him over 10 years, more money than I ever made in the previous 10, $70 million just to get him to close the chapter, leave me alone. And I told my lawyers, they're going to say no to any amount of money. About $1.5 billion, they'd refuse it. They want to stay connected to me, raise money off me, stalk me, this is the Democrats that run this, and use it to try to take me off air. And I said, and you watch, when they try to sell the assets, they'll claim they own my name and real Alex Jones, and they're going to try to harass us with the archives. Then they later said that to the New York Times and New York Post last week. I know, my lawyer's like, my God, they're saying exactly what you said they do. Yeah, I know these people now. I've experienced it. The Democrat law firms and stuff are stalkers. They're on a mission to get me. So then they filed in state court a few months ago to have the judge that ran the show trial order the constables and the Travis County sheriff to come lock the doors and say they owned it. Federal judge says he's still in bankruptcy. You can't do that. Block them. Now the Connecticut lawyers, Senator Blumenthal runs it. His son, you know, is the one that deposed me, all of it. They're quarterbacking it. File in Travis County yesterday to appoint a receiver at the state level. And you can't do that under the state constitution, Supreme Court rulings, federal Supreme Court, Fifth Circuit Court, all the circuits. This is decided. It's always on the 13th Amendment, indentured servitude, slavery. It was outlawed at the end of the Civil War. That they file in federal and state court, that they own my name. They get my paychecks, which you can't do in Texas under the Constitution. It's in the Constitution. And that the receiver will run my life and my bank accounts. And they've already told me in meetings, if you just roll over, it's the Second Amendment and Trump, we'll forget all this. Well, that's not going to happen. Not for sale. But most folks with a political gun to their head, like the head of Telegram and others, they roll over. So that's where we are. And I'll show you the articles. I'll show you the filing. This is breaking here. I know this sounds unbelievable because it is. And they believe they own these judges. This is a new judge. And I made some calls. They said, you know, she's not known as bad as Gamble, who's literally a complete maniac. She said after the jury, where I'd already been found guilty, but the jury said I owed such amount of money, she went back in direct violation of the Constitution and said, we're going to add some more charges to this, some more civil penalties that a jury has to find under the law. She just tagged more stuff on, saying the jury meant to convict you of this or find you civilly liable for this, even though it was never put before the jury. I mean, that's like cardinal sin stuff. So now on the 17th, there's a hearing to have a court order that a Democrat Party operative, we looked up his name, he's a super leftist, will literally be my owner and will own my name and own me for the rest of my life. That's not going to happen. But I have to have the lawyers that will go in, because this stuff's totally unconstitutional, in case the judge certifies the fraud, to go immediately into the Texas Supreme Court and all the other systems. And we might move it to federal court. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. They're also in federal court claiming they own my name, literally Alex Jones, Alex Jones Show, and that they own anything I've ever done, even though it was free to air. And like if an author writes a book and says it's free to the world, somebody can't go back later and bankrupt them and say now they own that because you made it like a song or a book or anything you want to put out for free and say this belongs to the world. We've had contracts on the site. If people want to air our stuff on TV and radio, the stations would want the proof. So I had lawyers 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, put the contracts on InfoWars. They're on InfoWars saying this is owned by the public. They say they want to go use bots and AI to erase me off the internet, claiming they own everything I ever did, including interviews everywhere. This is diabolical, desperate, crazy town stuff. But because they hate me so much, you've got to understand that's why you need to keep me on the air. Even if this gets bought by Soros through Media Matters, which is now admitted, they're going to try to outbid Patriots, I will obviously continue on. And I will obviously continue on air. One way or another. But it's going to take funds, and I can easily, with good lawyers, and they're all specialized, so the ones I've got to get extra ones now, we'll beat this in federal court, and we'll beat it in state court. And what makes this easy for me so I can focus on issues, if I got the money I needed today, I would stop plugging except for during the breaks to fund the operation and would just stop. But because I don't have it, I've been up here like a baby bird chirping, begging for food because I don't want to give up. And I hate begging, but I hate losing to the New World Order when we're so close to victory a lot worse. So I humbly ask you for support at thealexjonesstore.com to get the great t-shirts, to get the ball caps. There's a great new supplement up there, a super green, even better than AG Greens in my view. And I love AG Greens. It's great. It's next level, the highest quality. That's at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. My dad's great supplement site. A lot of new stuff's coming in. A lot of stuff sold out, but some of the best stuff's still there. Go there. I need you to make the decision. This is go time. They don't want to wait and have some patriot buy it on the 13th of November. They're not trying on October 17th to do this. And have the receiver say, forget the federal court. I own Alex Jones. I own everything he did. And they're going to come in here and close this place. They already tried it a few months ago. We'll beat them again. People now see what's going on, but I need the funds to robustly deal with this. So, support the sponsors. But now, most importantly, this is what you do. Unveiling a new URL. www.realalexjones.com. Realalexjones.com. Three words, realalexjones.com. And that takes you directly to the great patriots that are amazing, that helped the truckers in Canada and all, and didn't back down and just doing a great job. I know the owner. Go make a $5, $10, $100, $200, $1,000 donation to the First Amendment and to this operation staying on air with all the stuff that Hillary knows is coming out about the pedophile rings and all of it. We need to be on air just like we were in 2016 to get the truth out and devastate the enemy. So this just went up minutes ago. Please go now to realalexjones.com and make a donation to my legal and personal expense fund so that we are able to give a robust defense and a rearguard action to keep me on air one way or another and to continue to defend our rights and your rights. This is absolute go hour at realalexjones.com. It's so easy. Go in there with your debit card, credit card, make a donation, and know you stood for the Republic and for the media operation that the tyrants hate more than anyone. They are obsessed with me. They're obsessed with you. They're obsessed with our guests. They're obsessed with how we reach hundreds of millions of people a week. They can't stand the fact that we're on air exposing the transgender cult I'm going to get into and their stand downs and their weather weapons and their open borders and their human trafficking and the 325,000 missing kids and the 400,000+ hardened criminals they just authorized and let in the last 3.5 years. They can't stand the fact that I've got Trumps here. They can't stand the fact that Congress listens. They can't stand that foreign leaders listen. They can't stand we helped get Bolsonaro elected. They keep tracking it back to this show and my guest and my crew and our reporters and myself and you, the supporters. This focal point is a major weapon system in the info war of truth that the enemy fears. Because if we were a fighter aircraft in World War II, every fighter we shot down, or every train we blew up politically, or every ship we sunk would be a decal on the side. The whole side of the plane and the fin and the wings and the whole thing is covered with our victories. We're the ace of aces. We magnify all the other great activists and groups and filmmakers. We've gotten so many people elected. We're turning the tide. So they've been given the directive, get Jones. And I've been through so many trials and tribulations and the J6 committee trying to put me in jail and all these FBI investigations and grand juries. And I never even told you about a bunch of behind the scenes responding to grand juries and all these criminal investigations. And they never indicted me because there was never a case because I didn't do anything. Everything I told you was true. I'd be in jail if it wasn't. IRS audits, 3 federal investigations through the bankruptcy. I went and did it because I was out of money and they were lying. And I said, come in here, bankruptcy court. See it. The judge said everything Jones said was true when he fired him, the U.S. trustee and others. He said, you've had 2 years, 3 investigations. You never brought one thing to me about him. You said all this stuff he did, that he was a criminal, that his dad had all this money. They didn't hide anything. I'm innocent. But these people are nasty, and they're on a power trip. They think they control all the courts. They think they control the media. They think they control you, and the world's waking up to them, and they're scared. And so they want to try to shut me down to intimidate you and intimidate others, but it's not working. Humanity's found its heart and its soul again. But I need every person listening to go to realalexjones.com. That takes you to the secure site, the only big successful. Others have come and gone, but they've stood the test of time for many years now. Give, send, go. Realalexjones.com. 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 Go there. Make a donation now. Hit refresh. Let's see if folks are doing it. And I want you to commit to do that and let our enemies see the money coming in that is going to be used to meet them in court at the federal and state level so that the lawyers can battle them and stop them from what they're doing so I can do my job and stay on air and expose the new world order and so you can do your job and spread the word. I want to thank Bruce Ferris for donating $200. I want to thank everybody else. They say, keep fighting. I will keep fighting. But I can't keep fighting without you. So let me show you this stuff, because I don't just tell you stuff. I show it to you. I can show you the clips of them saying, we want to silence Alex Jones. We don't want money. We'll take him off the air. And they abuse the system to do that. And then say in the news, oh, the Sandy Hook families deserve their money. He won't give it to them. They don't want money. They want to mount my head on the wall. And instead, I'm going to do more interviews and more shows and more reports, and we're going to expand one way or another, and we're going to take the country back, and we're going to defeat the tyrants, because we don't come from cowards. We don't come from cowardly men and women. We're Americans, and we've just been asleep, and we're rediscovering who we are. So let me just give you some of the previous articles to back up what I said. Sounds crazy. They want my name. They want Real Alex Jones, even though you can't do that under the law. Sandy Hook families think Democrat Party, FBI, CIA, that's who runs it. Want to seize Alex Jones' social media, Reuters, including my name, Alex Jones. Here's another one, The Hill. Okay? Now, here's the filing. This is not broken yet. Here it is in Texas court, Austin, Texas, yesterday. And I'm going to have this posted. And new reports on this today. It'll be up on Infowars.com. Now, understand, this is all an appeal, both the Texas and Connecticut cases. Under Connecticut law and state law, you don't get the money until it's been exhausted at the U.S. Supreme Court or kicked back. That hadn't happened. And we've got total appeals. You know, if the Supreme Court of Texas doesn't overturn these things, then they've overturned the Constitution of the state. But there they are. They don't have the judgment domesticated. They don't even have Texas plaintiffs on this. On its face, it's not real, but they think they control the court. I don't know if they control this judge. I know they control Gamble, or certainly did. And they go into this and say, we want a receiver over Jones that owns and runs his life in perpetuity and makes all the decisions for him and decides what he gets for food or shelter or medicine. They literally want to own me. And in the court rulings against similar attempts to put individuals under receivership, which doesn't happen, it's only corporations. You know, big like oil company or something goes bankrupt or a medical company and it killed a bunch of people and then there's a receiver and then they divvy up the money. You can't do that over a person. It violates the 13th Amendment of slavery. And that's what the rulings that my lawyers have already sent me, I'll print them up for you, at the Texas Supreme Court, at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals federally, and the U.S. Supreme Court say this for decades. But the Democrats keep trying to say they can own you as a person and your name. Just like they want to own you with the poison shots and the U.N. treaty over your medical. Just like they want to own your kids with the transgender cult, keep it secret from the parents when they're brainwashing them and getting them ready for transitioning. Got a big stack on that. Bill Gates wants to be your doctor. You know, he's not a doctor. And rape your body and control you with medical rape. They want to rape all of our freedoms, the globalists do. So here it is. Overhead shot. I'm going to have this posted on Infowars.com. And it goes through and says all this. And says that they want this done now. And so they know that this will get overturned. They just hope I'm out of money. Because if I don't defend myself, they'll get their lower court to certify all this, and they will continue to harass anybody that tries to keep me on air. So, I go to you, the people, we, the people, now, who've already commissioned me for 30 years with your support to fight. We've had incredible successes, all glory to God. But I ask you now, go to RealAlexJones.com and make a donation and go on X and go everywhere. And I'm asking everybody, shoot your own videos on X and anywhere else and say, Alex Jones is under attack. Explain it your own way and tell people go to RealAlexJones.com and donate and tell people to share our articles and our videos and to follow me at RealAlexJones and to save the URL RealAlexJones.com because there's going to be a lot more that's connected to in the future. I'll leave it at that. And there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that I don't reveal to our enemies. But believe me, I have been a good steward of your support. And I've been working very, very hard to continue to fight because that's who I am and that's how I'm made. But you are the reason. You are the wind in our sails. You are the gas in our tank. You are the guts in our heart and soul. You are at the center of everything we do. RealAlexJones.com. Go to GiveSendGo. It links right to the subpage. Make the donation. I've got a write-up right here that breaks it down. I've got the GiveSendGo. Write-up that I did that's so critical, and I'll read that when we come back, then I'm going to shift gears into other topics. But this is a big deal for everybody. They are literally, read the state and federal filings. It's in the news on the federal one. That's weeks old. That they want to own my name and say they own me. The judge said no, repeatedly. But now they're doing it at the state court. That's how wild they are. That's how arrogant. That's how desperate they are. We will never surrender. I will never surrender. But I can give out. I need your help now. Go to RealAlexJones.com. Defeat the enemy. That's how you do it. Defeat them. I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rathacon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I like growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all put correct. That movie where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off. They're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp one in 5 minutes or we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with a lot of big groups who want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. But it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name. which is preposterous that they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of t-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per t-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great t-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great t-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level foundational energy, Kava Chill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some stable products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. Stuff that's left is all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show if more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and have bought the products and love them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars story. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. If that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. So you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Fusions back in stock for 40% off, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We are fighting for the very existence of our American Republic. We have the Democratic Party engaged in attempts to imprison and destroy and bankrupt anyone that stands against their operations. But the people are awake and they are not intimidated. They are standing up. So let me finish up with the unprecedented attacks on InfoWars and yours truly and the insane power grabs that are unprecedented to reintroduce slavery in the United States and repeal via lawfare and precedent the 13th Amendment banning slavery in the United States. So if you go to realalexjones.com, you can donate at GiveSendGo. It is beyond critical. It is go time. I want to thank those that have donated. You're incredible. You are pissing off the enemies of freedom unlike anything you can do other than getting a woman to not have an abortion or voting for President Trump or exposing the pedophile rings that run Hollywood that are all coming out. Their house of cards is coming down. You can see it. Even if we were losing right now, it would be the right thing to do to fight these people, knowing that generationally we'd win. We're winning now. We're turning the tide now. We're forcing the enemy out in the open now. And other than Trump, this broadcast has been the most effective operation against the enemy. So I suggest you bet on it at realalexjones.com with straight donations for my legal and defense systems to keep us on air. And if you want to support keeping the show on the air one way or another, the alexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and InfoWars is still here, and hopefully we get a good buyer. people are filing to do it, and then we continue on, and I work for those folks, and we keep moving forward. So also InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the great stuff there. And I'm going to stop this soon to get to all the news. I already covered a lot, but I've got a lot more, and we're going to open the phones up. But let me read to you what I wrote this morning, because I learned this at like 8 o'clock last night. They filed this yesterday afternoon. But my lawyers are on the job. Nobody told them. They didn't get notification. They're trying to sneak this through. Supposed to give people a notification. They thought we wouldn't know about this. Yeah. So, keep Alex Jones on the air emergency fundraiser. We'll just go to Gibson, go and show you this. The globalists are in full panic mode and are doing everything they can to take the number one American populist broadcast off the air. Democrat Party operatives are simultaneously attempting at the federal and state courts to close InfoWars forever. Most importantly, they have publicly filed to appoint a receiver over Alex Jones personally, a completely illegal move that violates the 13th Amendment prohibition against slavery. Alex Jones intends to stay on the air one way or another, but he cannot do it without you taking action now. Your donations are vital to ensure that Jones can mount a legal defense and continue to stay on air at this historic time in the battle, not only for our republic, but for humanity itself. As President Trump has rightly stated hundreds of times, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way. When you stand with yours truly, Alex Jones, in the face of the globalist onslaught, you are standing up not only for yourself, but your family, your country, and God. Again, your desperately needed donations will fund this operation, yours truly, Alex Jones, into the future and new operations. And try to save this operation, but we can't, the new operation. Again, your desperately needed donations will fund Alex Jones' legal defense and expenses associated with staying on the air that are essential to him being able to stay on the air regardless of what happens to InfoWars. We the people have turned the tide, but evil is striking back. Without your support, the enemies of humanity will win. Thank you, Alex Jones and crew. What are the coordinates for you to support at this critical time and to make the decision, try to save the republic and yourself? RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com or www.RealAlexJones.com. And you can also get this fundraiser shirt. There's two fundraiser shirts that cost more than the others, and they're all fundraisers, but these have a markup, so we actually get some money in to this great sponsor who's lost behind the scenes. Alex Jones for President 2028. Talk about a triggering shirt and a fun shirt. And the classic InfoWars red on navy blue with the American flag on the right shoulder. Both of those at thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of victory, the coordinates of resistance, the coordinates of standing up against the tyrants. You cannot fight the New World Order more here in the third dimension than backing InfoWars. Nothing pisses off the New World Order more than you doing that. Thealexjonesstore.com. Now go to those coordinates. That's your decision. And not making a decision is a decision. Just like that song from Rush. If you choose to not make a choice, you still have made the choice. So I humbly thank you for your support and humbly ask those that haven't to decide what you're going to do. This is decision time. All right. I've been so busy. I will Daria, this is on my phone and my email. I know you printed it off for me. Well, you're in my email. Get this document. Go ahead and get it in a file. I'm going to post it on X. During the next break, I will write a little blurb on this, and then I will get this out. We obviously need to take the last 20 minutes or so of me talking about this and get that out as soon as we can on X. And people can read this for themselves. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable that they're doing this. But it's not. Everything they do is over the top now. Everything they do is insane. And so I was sitting there during the break. I'm like, why don't I wear one of the shirts? I mean, I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. I'll wear one of the shirts. So that's why I changed shirts here. Well, you see that, but I've never been more alive. I'm actually energized. Man, the fact that they hate me so much and hate you so much means that we're really getting to them. And this is going to blow up in their face. This is going to Streisand affect them bad. And I see support starting to come in. That's good. And believe me, the enemy's watching that, and they're getting so pissed. because that'll just go right into the accounts for legal defense and to continue operations one way or another. And the bad guys know that, and they just know that you've got a will to fight and that you're not giving up. And I'm not giving up. And when we don't give up, it is absolutely powerful. Never let them break your will. The Alex Jones Store.com, RealAlexJones.com to donate straight up. Take action now. Okay. Let me do this. Let me hit the Trump news that's so massive, just to break that down. And then I'm going to get into the new developments on the hurricane lack of response. FEMA announces non-citizen aliens will be granted disaster assistance, even though most of the disaster assistance was already taken for illegal aliens. That's coming up. But let me hit this for you right now. And I think the best way to start this is with a clip of myself before they tried to kill Trump, where I explain in June, before they grazed him and tried to kill him in Butler on the 13th of July, that their attempts to shut us down, this was happening in June, right when they were trying to have armed security that they just ordered to come in here and close the doors. And the security company went, well, yeah, where's the paperwork? And they threatened to fire them if they didn't do it. And then, of course, they didn't because they were smart. And I was here about to call the police. I was very nice. And people heard that and thought, Jones just made this up. And then it hit the news 2 days later. Yeah, they came to close the doors with no court order. You're like, well, that's illegal. Well, these are crazy people. They're vigilantes. What do you think Crossfire Hurricane was? And all the stuff they've done to Trump and illegally spying on him and all the crap they did and trying to kill Julian Assange. This is the CIA at the top running this with the FBI. So this is June 2nd, right when they were trying to shut the company down, and I'm on air explaining that this isn't about me. They're getting ready to go after Trump. Here it is. Really respect Jack Posobiec of Naval Intelligence and great work with Trump and geopolitics. He's got some of the best advice. So I've been texting him all day and he's been busy. And I said, please come on because I need your personal advice, what we should do and what's happening with InfoWars and what's going on. So he joins us now. Jack, historic moment, massive stuff going down and happening. I don't know how much you've been able to follow what's happening, but they tried to close the doors Friday and yesterday. I explained the security private company that I hired years ago that was now under the control of the CRO, but not control of the company. I make the final decisions in the law to shut this down. I had to literally say, I'm going to call the police. I had to block them. I had to say no. The security guys were like, yeah, we believe you. I said, where's the warrant? Where's the order? But something happened in the last 48 hours that panicked them to try to shut this place down. I think they make, look, I've been thinking about this all day. They may be getting ready to assassinate Trump, folks. Or I don't know. Something big's coming. Jack, you're one of the smartest people I know, and I don't just say that to people's ass. I want you to listen to Jack Posobiec because I want to learn what he thinks. I've told you what I'm thinking. Something big's about to happen. They are totally desperate. Jack, what do you think's going on?
Alex, remember, we are 156 days away from the decision of whether or not this country will continue on in its current form as a republic, or whether we will become the full-flung tyranny that you, Alex Jones, have been doing on this program and various iterations of this program for 3 decades now. You have been the canary in the coal mine for every step of the way. You were the canary in the coal mine for censorship, the mass censorship, the way that you were digitally executed in the public square of the 21st century in 2018, 2019. Then what came next? The lawfare wasn't used against Trump first. No, it was used against Alex Jones first. So they gave you a social assassination along with your digital assassination. What are they trying to do now to Trump? They are trying to socially assassinate him. Next, of course, comes the deplatforming, the great shutting down. Because Alex...
And I literally said hundreds of times, they're going to kill Trump. Something big's going down. They want us off air. the Justice Department ordered this place shut down without a court order. Now, that's total desperation, people. And now they're filing stuff saying they own my name and I can't be on air and they own me. And I went and looked at the federal rulings against this. They've tried it before, other groups, and they said 13th Amendment, slavery. Now, Senator Ron Johnson has come out and said there's evidence of a second shooter trying to kill Trump in Pennsylvania. No kidding. So I said over and over again, 2 days after they tried to kill Trump in July, they're going to say the Iranians are behind it. Now it comes out, and when this broke a month ago, oh, they caught Iranians trying to kill Trump. The FBI went and found them, created them, funded them, and was trying to get it done and protected them. Breaking, FBI linked to foreign assassin targeting Trump, arranged terrorist entry into the U.S. Just like you've got the American train and the Foreign Legion in Ukraine coming back with a $150,000 bounty on Trump that we broke with Posobiec as well. Here's another one. The FBI entraps another fake assassin. Here's the actual indictment document where the feds even have to admit it all. So this is all happening. Pakistani man charged with murder for hire plot that may have targeted Trump, Politico. Trump briefed on alleged assassination threats by Iran. So, he's going back to Butler this weekend. He's going to be speaking with Elon Musk there on the same stage. We'll be covering it live here at Infowars.com/show. Band out video and Relox shows on X. But the desperateness to get us off air and the desperateness to put Trump in jail and the desperateness to kill Trump is totally emblematic of the fact that there is a political global realignment against the globalist. They know in their own documents that come out, their own admissions at Davos, that 90% of people hate their guts now. And so they need a cyber attack, a new war, a bunch of terror attacks to demonize their opposition, a new virus. They're trying to say that, you know, Marburg, that's basically airborne, or, you know, Ebola, super Ebola is in Germany when it's not. Headlines say it, Marburg in Germany, you read the fine print, it's not true. They're doing train station scares. They tried the monkeypox scare. They tried the bird flu scare. And we're 31 days out from the election. So the investment in promoting Trump and Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk and myself, Elon's just as hardcore as I am now. He's killing it. But those guys are still operating. Those guys are bigger than me in ways. I am the one they've been after the longest and the hardest, and they got me up against the wall. So in the name of survival, in the name of them not winning, in the name of sticking it to the bad guys, RealAlexJones.com, go make a donation right now. Also support the broadcast, whatever happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the t-shirts like this one, the fundraiser shirts, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is go time. And they know, because they've got my bankruptcy numbers, that I don't have any money and that we're trying to build it up right now to fight these guys. And I need your support. All right. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Ron Johnson. Was there a second shooter at the Trump assassination attempt in Butler, PA? This is what he and his Senate colleagues are saying. Here it is.
We interviewed one of the snipers on Hercules 2. That was the team that was obstructed by a tree, couldn't see Crooks. In the testimony, and we haven't interviewed the other guy, but that sniper said he thought, when he started hearing shots fired, he thought his partner was hit because he heard the zip crack of a bullet fly to his left. Looks over, he wasn't. So how far do you think that bullet was to our left? And his partner goes, I thought it was to the right. They're 6 feet apart. So as it stands right now, the testimony is a bullet flew between Hercules 2, the second sniper team. They couldn't see Crooks. Crooks couldn't see them, which puts pressure on the FBI. And I just put on them today. When are we going to get your ballistics report, your bullet trajectory report, your the audio report from, you know, where's your analysis?
So they're blocking all that. They're not releasing any of that. They know they've been caught red-handed. That is a massive, massive issue. All right. We opened the phones up yesterday. Let's get the phone system ready and get John in there. And we just took all these calls from people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Western Florida that were devastated. And there's just no feds there, no help, except feds blocking trucks and helicopters and drones getting in to help people. And that's confirmed because the feds don't want it getting back on because it's the rural areas that are knocked out. And the blue cities will carry those states for Kamala Harris. I mean, this is ridiculous how obvious this is. And we'll open the phones up on that subject, on Trump going back to Butler, on what will the desperate deep state do next, and what do you make of the filing that I'm going to, during this break, come up, write the tweet describing what's happening in this new effort to literally enslave me and say they own my name, own everything I do, and some dude is my boss and runs me for the rest of my life. You can't even do that. They don't do receivers over private people. But I have to go battle this. The precedent says you can't take somebody's private ex as part of a bankruptcy. They're filing that. And if I don't fight that, they win. So it makes it imperative, and it makes it so much easier if we get flooded with money in this war. It takes money to win wars. You know, all we've given you is victory and success. All you've given me is victory and success. But now, after 30 years, this is the most crucial time by a mile for you to support and to share the word, because they hate what we're doing. They hate what we're saying. The enemies of freedom count on this show one way or another going away, and we're not going to let them do that. You're not going to let them. RealAlexJones.com takes you to Give, Send, Go, and the donations are coming in, and the enemy's watching that, and they're so angry. Every dollar, every $100, every $5, every $10. You cannot support your own future and your own freedom at a better place than voting for Trump, than getting involved in local government, than getting involved in the school council, to cutting off the critical race theory and the transgender brainwashing, and to supporting our broadcast. There is nowhere, I challenge you, where is the enemy more pissed because we've been so effective with the truth? Nowhere like RealAlexJones.com, where you go right there and donate. RealAlexJones.com. I want to salute those that have donated. I want to encourage everybody. Now's the time for action. Make the decision. Look in the mirror. And there's other ways to support as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNichols.com. And I hope to save InfoWars in 39 days. We'll put that on screen. But the bad guys say, they've been telling the new trustee is, you know, not doing any favors, but he's got a good name and it's fair, that they want to shut down immediately if the bad guys get it. We can be shut down the 14th of November. That's 40 days out. The auction's 39. We are all Alex Jones now. We are all Donald Trump now. We are all Tucker Carlson now. We are all Elon Musk now. We're all the Hodge twins now. You've done incredible things in the past, and I just ask you now to look at the world and what's happening and count the cost and ask yourself, how easy is it to back an organization the enemy hates above all others? And there's a whole process in this sale where we've got to have our lawyers involved in the whole thing and after to protect everybody's rights and to do a lot of maneuvers and a lot of stuff. I'm going to leave it at that. And I got a lot of maneuvers. Wouldn't call it tricks. That's what the enemy does. I got a lot of maneuvers up my sleeve. But it takes money for the research to be done. I mean, they weren't going to tell us they snuck attacked this thing in the state filing. They weren't giving anybody notice. But people are watching. We knew within hours, within 2 hours, and we're on it. I'm working 18 hours a day other than exercise and family time, and I am totally committed to you. All right, we're going to start the next hour. I'm going to give the number out here in a moment. I want to get into the election news. I want to get into the big, huge transgender cult news. They're getting busted everywhere. It's pedophiles, of course. See, if they can cut kids' genitals off and say they're another sex, well, that's another way to abuse a child and get the same thing, the power they want over a child. It's worse than raping them. Hard to believe that, but it is, isn't it? Is it worse if a kid gets raped or they cut their penis off or chemically sterilize them, gives them all these health problems and stunts their growth and brainwashes them? I mean, these are sick, evil people we're fighting. And that's why, even if you can't donate at Real Alex Jones, or you can't go to the alexjonesstore.com or drjonesnaturals.com, the coordinates of liberty and resistance. You can share the live feed on X right now of Real Alex Jones. You can share the clips and the articles. And you're doing it. Keep doing it. The enemy's pissed. If they were invincible, they wouldn't be freaking out. They wouldn't be trying to bully and silence and intimidate and imprison. We're winning. We're turning the tide. You can see it. Anywhere they have half-free elections, patriots are getting elected. The globalists are in full panic mode. They're resigning all over the place. The pedophilia is all coming out. Connected to Epstein, the CIA. I got news, breaking news on that next hour. In fact, I'll hit that next. Problem is, I got so much news on, it's even hard to even do it justice. It's crazy. It's on Piers Morgan that the CIA is running P. Diddy with Epstein. We already knew that, but it's coming out. I mean, it's going down. It's going down. It's on like Donkey Kong. And if we just got more than 1% to support, it would be a joke. We'd beat these people so easily. Because I'm fighting at every level of the info war with these people. Every level. I don't ever spend my time telling you about the harassment and the PIs and the dirty tricks and just the insane crap we've been through, because I expect to get flack. But now when we enter the zone where we're over the main target and we got enemy missiles coming up at us, you're the anti-aircraft that's got the anti-missile systems that take those missiles out. It's like I'm Luke Skywalker closing on the reactor shaft. Stay on target. Stay on target. And I got to just focus on that and just squeeze that trigger. But I'm not Luke Skywalker in the analogy. All of us together are Luke Skywalker with all your actions, sharing the articles, sharing the videos, praying for the broadcast, buying products, doing your own podcast. I need everybody. Should I, if Jack Posobiec was under attack, if Glenn Beck was under attack, and they've all defended me, by the way, I would defend them. I need, which he's already done, Tucker Carlson, everybody. But I've got to shoot reports. I've got to show the documents. They've got to see it. And then they'll get their audiences concerned about what's going on. And we need this to be a huge political issue, what they're trying. People are kind of used to me being attacked and harassed. Well, that's Alex. He's tough. He survived a bunch. Yeah, I've had 9 lives, and I'm down to my 9th right now. But we make it through this, I'll get 9 more. But it's like on the last level of the game, 1 life, almost out of ammo. Give me another life. Reload my ammo now. RealAlexJones.com. Reload me now. I'll keep fighting. I need ammo, ammo, ammo. I need it now, now, now. Go, RealAlexJones.com. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We've brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of the globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.